accept the place, residence of Krishna as my place of residence. That means the places where Krishna performed his pastimes or places where Krishna is present, I make those places my place of residence.
Gauro amar jeshavo sthane korolo bhramano range sheshavo sthano heriboyami pranoi bhakato sange. Gauro amar jeshavo sthane korilo bhramano range. The places where Gaur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, traveled very blissfully, the places he visited, I will go to those places, I will go to see those places in the association of devotees who have developed their love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mridanga baddo shunite mon abosharo sada jache Gaura bihita kirtana shuni anande hridayo nache. When I hear the sound of mridanga, or my mind always eagerly waits to see the sound of mridanga, and when I hear the kirtan which has been approved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my heart begins to dance in ecstasy. Jugalo murati dekhiya mor paramo anando hoy. When I see the transcendental couple, the form of the transcendental couple, Krishna and Srimati Radharani, then I feel very, very joyful. And prasada seva korite hoy sakalo prapancho joy. And when I honor Krishna prasad, then all the material influences become conquered. Jedino grihe bhajano dekhi grihete goloko bhai. When I see that my family members are performing devotional service at home, it seems as if my home has become transformed into the spiritual sky. And charano sidhu dekhiya ganga sukhana sima pai. And when I see Ganga, the river that is flowing from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. Tulasi dekhi jurai pran, madhavati toshani jani. When I see Tulasi Maharani, my heart becomes completely satisfied, knowing that she is very dear to Madhava, Krishna. And Gaura Priya Shakshevane Jivana Sharthakamani. The wild spinach, which was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when I get a chance to relish them, taste them, I consider that my life has become successful. Bhakoti binod Krishna bhajane anukul pai jaha pratidibashe paramo sukhe shikar karaye taha. When Bhakti Vinod finds whatever is conducive to Krishna consciousness, every day with great ecstasy he accepts them. He accepts whatever is conducive to Krishna consciousness as a source of his great good fortune. So, in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching us, explaining to us the activities that are Krishna conscious, that are conducive to Krishna consciousness. Sharanagati has 6 chapters. Those 6 chapters are Doina Atma Nivedan. Doina means becoming humble. Atma Nivedan, surrendering oneself to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Goptritte Boron, accepting the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the only Lord and Master. Abhasya Rokhibe Krishna Vishash Palan, to have that implicit faith that the Supreme Personality of Godhead will always protect us. And Bhakti Anukul Matra Karjero Shikar, accepting whatever is conducive to Krishna consciousness. And Bhakti Pratikul Bhav Bhajan Angikar, and rejecting whatever is detrimental to spiritual advancement. So these are the 6 aspects of surrender, Sharanagati. So out of this, this is actually explaining the 5th one. Not only one poetry, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote series of poems explaining every single chapter of every single aspect of this 6 processes of devotional surrender. And this one is accepting whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness. What is favorable? To receive the dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee is favorable to our spiritual progress. To serve the devotees is favorable to Krishna consciousness. Observing days like Ekadasi, Janmashtami, celebrating them is conducive to devotional service. Staying at a place where Krishna performed his pastimes is conducive to devotional service. The places Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, to travel to those places in the association of advanced devotees is favorable to devotional service. To sing and dance in accompaniment of the musical instruments like mridanga is conducive to devotional service. To see the deities of the Lord is conducive to devotional service. To honor prasad, the remnants of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, is conducive to devotional service. To engage the members of our family in the activities of, in spiritual activities, is conducive to devotional service. To see Ganga, touch Ganga, bathe in Ganga, the holy rivers like Ganga, is conducive to devotional service. To see Tulasi Maharani and water Tulasi Maharani, worship Tulasi Maharani, is conducive to devotional service. To accept whatever it was dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is conducive to devotional service. And in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is reminding us the activities that are conducive to devotional service. Thank you very much. So now should we sing it together? Does everybody have a copy?